every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm's going to be joining us. We can talk about all of the latest news, including the return of Brock Lesnar, who actually was not on Raw, nor was he advertised for any future events. Although there's a decent chance he could show up on Friday because they announced that John Cena is going to be there. And I think John Cena, I mean, I guess they could always renegotiate and that sort of thing, but it is August 5th and September, October, November. He's got 4 months left and 12 dates. So, like, there ain't that many left. So he's going to be on SmackDown Friday. There'll only be 11 left after that. And so, I guess, you know, if he's going to be there, you kind of got to do something most of the time. So anyway, we'll talk about that. And we got news as well on the G1, moving away from Brock Lesnar for a while. We got updates on the G1. Hulk Hogan, of course, he passed away, and his daughter, Brooke, was on the Bubba the Love Sponge show, actually, talking about the split between her and Hulk. They'd been estranged for several years, actually, and she talked about why. Bret Hart did not have nice things to say about Hulk Hogan. We'll tell you about that. And, of course, the Raw after SummerSlam report. And that is now how it is being branded. It is Raw after SummerSlam. Very much like the Raw after WrestleMania, which is a smart idea. And a lot of championship matches and more. And terrible finishes. But anyway, a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with Lance, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today, and we got a lot to talk about. Haven't talked to Lance in a while. When were you on the show last? Fun Friday?
Yes.
Golly. That was years ago.
it seems, doesn't it?
My Lord. Well, what do you think about the return of Brock Lesnar?
Well, I think everyone's looking at it from the wrong perspective. I don't think it's about Brock. I think it's about the working environment of women within WWE. And under Vince, there was a very unfavorable, bad, pick your own word, work environment for women. Dating back to Reader Chatterton, to the objectivity of women with brawn panties matches and thongathons and puppies, the very handsy makeout sessions that women had to do with Vince McMahon. Take that forward to whatever necessitated Vince to offer multi-million dollar NDAs to women to stay silent, to what we learned about Janelle Grant. There was women were poor, you know, drastically underpaid in that era too. And Vince was removed. And Hunter has made things so much better. Women are making way more money. Women are legitimate stars. Women aren't objectified like they used to be. Women can wear non-revealing outfits and still be big stars. So to me, whether you bring Brock back or not, or anyone else back or not, to me, you need to ask your question. Does this support your move to improve and make a respectful, safe environment for women in your company? Or does it detract from that and make it feel like you're going backwards? Because I think if you just look at each individual case, well, did this person do something that's really worth that? Oh, was this one instance? It's not about the individual instances. It's about the overall message you send to women who work for you and in your company about the environment they are going to have to perform in. And I think you need to look at it from the women's standpoint and whether they would be in favor of something or not.
Well, of course. And I don't think they would be, but no one's asking. I mean, listen, if you don't know, and I think everybody should have, even if you weren't told, probably figured this out. They didn't tell anybody he was going to be there on Sunday. It was the usual. They kept it top secret. They, you know, they hid him. You know, nobody knew he was there. You know, there. I will say this. Nobody knew he was there with the exception of, like, the people that had to know. So, like, John Cena and, you know, Triple H and everybody. But there were people. Brock travels with people. And those people also had been around for, like, you know, 2 years or whatever. And there were people Sunday that were like, oh, look who's here. And they pretty much figured it out. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, they didn't tell everybody. They didn't call a talent meeting. They didn't say, hey, you know, we're thinking about bringing this guy back and he wouldn't have any. Nothing. It was like, he's coming back. No one's got to say. That's it. And that's what they did. So, I mean, I don't know what else to add. I mean, I wouldn't have done it. I don't know how many times we have to say that. I think it was an incredibly, incredibly dumb idea. But, you know, this is not a defense, okay? This is absolutely not a defense. But we are now on Tuesday, and, like, I haven't heard anything. I've heard nothing about sponsors pulling out. You know, there's a lot of people upset on social media. But, I mean, there was no revolt of any sort on Raw. You know, they showed the footage of him coming back, and people went crazy. And, I mean...
But again, what does this do to the morale?
You're not wrong at all, dude. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're absolutely right.
And I think that is the perspective people need to look at.
Well, I'm sure the morale is bad, but, like, you know?
Yep.
What can I say other than they don't care? Which sucks.
And they are not the only company. It's not just WWE. It's not just the wrestling business. It's... Does bringing this person back make us more money than it costs us? And that's generally the way things are looked at in this world. And
yeah, but you know what's funny about that? Is okay, let's just pretend, okay, that we don't care about the Brock allegations, okay? Let's pretend we don't care. What is this really doing?
I mean, buzz, brother.
I know, but, like, what money is it making? I mean, you think that John Cena headlining one of his last two or three pay-per-views is like, it wasn't going to draw, but now that Brock is back, it's going to draw? You're not selling any pay-per-views. You know, look at the Raw average, for example, this year. You know, whatever people want to say, you can say whatever you want about creative and the storylines or whatever. I mean, if you're looking at how Raw is doing, it's doing better than it's been doing ever. They're averaging over 11,000, okay? Last year when it was, you know, everyone thought it was hotter, and the year before, I mean, it was 9,000 2 years ago, 10,000 last year, 11,000 this year. So what do we need Brock for?
Well, you could play the booking card of John Cena in his, let's say it'll be his final match. Who knows? Maybe it will be. John Cena needs a really big match for his final send-off. Do we want to take a big enough star from our full-time regular roster to have John Cena beat to send the people home happy? Or do we use someone who we will not be using all that much that we can have a big match with John Cena, let John Cena go over on someone who's not a regular attraction on our television and send him on his way? Like, it might be a booking decision.
Well, it could be, but you're also looking at this like we ain't going to be seeing a lot of Brock. Like, this, they've been paying this guy an incredible amount of money for 2 years, and they haven't used him.
When's, like, his deal up?
I don't know, but my presumption is until it's up, like, they're going to get as much out of this guy as they possibly can. But it's a different business now. It's like no one's getting paid on the gate. You're not selling pay-per-views. You're selling out with or without the guy. It's like, I don't even see a business reason to bring him back. And by the way, I want to mention this because last night on the show, they had that weird segment where Michael Cole basically said, earlier today, I spoke to Nick Khan and Triple H, and I asked them about the return of Brock Lesnar. So I thought, okay, well, we're actually going to see
Nick Khan. Has Nick Khan ever been
Never.
Mentioned in canon on
I think he's been mentioned, but we've never seen him. So I thought, oh my God, we're going to have an interview with Nick Khan about Brock Lesnar? Holy smokes. Well, Cole then just goes, and they tell me, and that was it, like there's no interview. The story is, 3 weeks ago, we called him. We said it's time to come home. And he said, okay. And then it was over. And I was like, what was the point of that? Were you disputing, like, Dave's report that it was 4 weeks ago? Well, I mean, you're already disputing the idea that, like, you know, it was John Cena's idea, which you guys said the night before, you know? What does this have to do with storyline? We called Brock and said it's time. Brock came back as a total heel and destroyed John Cena. And the storyline Monday is we told him it was time to come home, and he said okay. I was like, I was flabbergasted when this thing was done. I was like, what in the world was the point of this? But here's the thing. On Sunday, you know, the story was, well, John Cena, he had a list of guys, and we wanted to make that work. So, like, they threw John Cena under the bus, like it's all his idea. Like, if John Cena would have said, you know who I'd like my last match with? Lance Storm. Like, they're going to call you, and they're going to make it work as John Cena. Like, come on. No offense. But anyway, the point of this is John Cena.
He wants to get his win back.
John Cena was asked about Lesnar returning. I'm trying to find out where it was at so I can plug it, but I can't find it. But anyway, it was Adam's Apple, Adam Glenn. He was asked, like, what do you think about Lesnar coming back? And John Cena's answer was, they deal him, I play him. So, like, Sunday, it was like, it's John Cena's idea. Monday, it's, well, you know, we decided we wanted him to come back. And then Tuesday, John Cena's going, they just brought him back and I'll just do it. Back in a moment, Observer Live. I'm behind the range, but that's what they did. They call me Big Bad John.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Speaking of Sempervivi, are you at his house right now? It's with the landscapers.
It's a throwback
Jiminy
to
Christmas. All right. Did you watch any of WrestleMania?
There was no WrestleMania to watch.
Whatever. I keep calling it WrestleMania because it's a two-night show with the Raw after SummerSlam!
I watched the Punk match out of curiosity with so many varying opinions of it. But other than that, I did not.
Where did you fall?
I would not be surprised if I found out that he was ill or had a tragedy in his family and had Gunther carry him through it. It was not the standard CM Punk performance. And I thought they booked him to look very weak, which was odd.
Well, I haven't rewatched it yet. I'm still very tempted to, but I don't know. Who cares?
Like they even credited
that's the big thing. It's like who cares?
They even credited the desk fluke with breaking his orbital bone rather than crediting the GTS, which I thought was. Why not let Punk's finisher be the one that broke the guy's face? He knees him in the face. Why put it over that he got lucky with a trip on a desk?
Well, I think it was mostly because, you know, he got tripped on the desk and went under the desk to do all the blood and then came up immediately bleeding. I mean, they could have done a GTS and then the desk thing or something like that.
But they did GTS in the ring right afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That was the finish.
Well, he came up bleeding.
So he got cut. He got a nick. Who cares? He needs surgery because Punk beat him up, not because he fell on a desk. At least that's the way I'd pitch it.
That was a match. At least now, at least, the last couple of days, you know. I've noticed this thing on the internet where you say something, and then, like, everybody goes wild in one direction. And then if you wait, like, a day, all of a sudden everyone else starts coming in to go wild the other direction. So I think that most people considered it to be a much better match than I did. But at least, like, over the last day, it's like people are starting to come out of the woodwork and going, you know, it really wasn't that good. I mean,
it's engagement farming. Don't believe anything you see on Twitter. People like to jump on things and get engagement.
Oh, they sure do.
Yep.
I was the way there wasn't a lot like, listen, it was my opinion. Who cares? If you don't like it, that's fine. If you have another opinion, that's fine. There were only a few things that made me angry. One was claiming that my opinion of the match was solely due to a personal issue with Phil Brooks, which, God, I literally put over his match with John Cena, for crying out loud, when John Cena was at his worst in the heel turn gimmick. Like, Punk did an incredible job with him in that match. No one listens to that. And the other one was some guy accused me of whatever. You know when you try to just do something to, like, get a reaction? I was like, you really think I really wanted to spend my weekend dealing with that? I don't do stuff to get a negative reaction. I hate that. I'm just telling you what I thought. Crying out loud. Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Leave him alone on Twitter. Just text him angrily like I do.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do that, rage baiting or whatever. Yeah, I really wanted to spend my weekend with the Punk Brigade on me. That's really what I was hoping for a nice fun weekend, especially SummerSlam weekend. So get out of here, you geeks. NXT tonight has Sol Ruka versus Tatum Paxley for the North American title. Hank and Tank against Uriah and Kale of Chase U. Blake Monroe versus Kalani Jordan. Yoshiki Inamura versus Stax Lorenzo. And Lexus King versus Miles Bourne. And incredibly, it's Tuesday you're on the show. And we have four segments already for Dynamite tomorrow.
Nice.
There have been many Wednesdays where at best I've got three segments to talk about. And one week I had two. We've already got four. Big improvement. MJF versus Mark Briscoe. We've got Young Bucks versus Brodito. Tag team title eliminator tournament semifinals. The return of Mercedes. And then a Forbidden Door TBS Championship qualifying match. It's a lot of words. Queen Aminata, Sky Blue, Alex Windsor, and Billy Starks. I got to give AW credit. I mean, they're getting these women out working a lot. And if you've been watching the shows, these matches are getting a lot better. So that's good. And NXT, I don't have the dates in front of me, but NXT also announced, you know, they do those little local shows kind of around, you know, the Performance Center area. They've actually got three dates, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, out of state coming up. I think late August, early September. I don't have it in front of me, but it's good to see them doing some house shows outside of the normal area. Because, you know, when you do house shows around the Performance Center, you get a lot of the same fans. And quite frankly, you're going to get... It's good to go out in front of different people, do different matches, get different reactions.
Yes. Make sure what you're doing actually works with everybody, not just the few hundred people that see you every week.
Hey, do I got to bring it up? Jada Parker. I mean, she was a heel, and all she just got cheered, and I got mad every week. And I kept being told over and over, dude, it's just this crowd. We can't book a national television show around just this crowd. And my argument was, if you only run in the same building for national television, yeah, maybe you should book around that crowd because they're there every freaking week. But the bigger issue is, they then went on the road. And everywhere they went, Jada Parker was over as a babyface. So it wasn't the building. It wasn't just those fans. It was the fact that everybody thought she was a babyface. Which I think she now is, thank goodness. But I couldn't promise you that.
It's better if you knew, but thinking is at least better than doubting.
It would definitely be better if I knew. But I don't actually know for sure. Hey, before we get into more news... Why don't you plug Brady's book?
Yeah, Escaping Denver. It's in the same universe as the Escaping Denver podcast, but it is a completely different avenue, a different world in the same universe, if you will. It's available today. I'm holding up a copy for those who are in video. Escaping Denver. The Archivist, the character that I voice in the podcast, is in the book.
Gets violently killed.
Oh, hang it. Don't, no spoilers, and Brady'd never do that to me.
I have no idea.
And also, too, I believe this week, or at least very soon, season 5 of the podcast Escaping Denver.
The final season.
The finale season, yes. And again, I'm the archivist in, I think, the last 3 seasons. And if you give it a go, they're all there to binge and download from the beginning, if you like. There are 4 to 6, at least, wrestler voices you might hear and recognize.
All right, here's the latest on the G1 from Jeremy Finestone. Speaking of strong style podcasts on the Fight Game Media Network. A block, we got a 5-way tie at 8 and a 5-way tie at 6 with 2 nights of matches left. So tied for first with 8 points, we have Yuya Uemura, Bolton Oleg, Yota Tsuji, Ryohei Oiwa, and Evil. All tied. 5-way tie. 6 points, we got a 5-way tie. Tanahashi, Taichi, Callum Newman, Sonata, and David Finley. So the next show is August 7th after Tanahashi got his 100th overall G1 win. He faced Yota Tsuji. If he won, it would be his 100th win in the history of G1. And he won, so he'll face Sonata. We've also got Oleg versus Evil, Taichi versus Newman, Uemura versus Oiwa, which is a first-time singles match, and Yota Tsuji versus David Finley. B block will resume on Friday the 8th, 2 nights of matches left, ending next week on the 13th. We got a 3-way tie for first. Zack Sabre Jr., Ren Narita, and Takeshita all have 10 points. So with the results today, the Sport of Pro Wrestling Statistical G1 Climax 35 Tracker, sounds very complicated, has announced that Shingo, Phantasmo, and Great O'Khan cannot advance based on tiebreakers. By the way, you know this Bolton Oleg, Oleg Bolton thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, El Phantasmo, I called him ELP the other day. And Tom got very upset. He said, it's not ELP, it's LP. And I was like, whatever. you worked there. I'll take your word for it. But then it was brought to my attention that ELP's theme song, it says ELP over and over and over again. So I'm going with ELP. I refuse to be wrong. Block B matches on Friday. Shota Umino versus Takeshita. Shingo versus Ren Narita. ELP versus Yoshihashi. And Drilla Maloney versus Zack Sabre Jr. Top three in each block advance to the next round. So there's plenty left to happen before all of this concludes. So there you go. That's the update on the G1. Thank you to Jeremy. It's much easier getting it that way than having to, like, go, you know, go through a bunch of paper notes that I can't find. So I like that, you know.
Yeah, leave searching for scraps of paper to Dave.
Rey Mysterio set to play a role at Triple Mania later this month. He will be inducting Conan into the AAA Hall of Fame. And I gotta say, if you're gonna have a AAA Hall of Fame, I think maybe Conan should be in there.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that one.
I think he'd get my vote. But who am I? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So it's official. The Raw after SummerSlam is now officially branded the Raw after SummerSlam. So, you know, you can see that they're trying to basically do two WrestleManias. There's the WrestleMania and the Raw after WrestleMania. Now there's the SummerSlam and the Raw after SummerSlam. And my guess would be that at some point we're probably going to have the Royal Rumble two-night event and the Raw after the Royal Rumble. I'm not sure you're going to make that work with Survivor Series. Although, for being honest, you know, the Survivor Series, if they're doing War Games and they got to do two War Games, I mean,
it's better to have them.
They're long matches, dude.
And two similar. Get them on separate nights.
Yeah.
Same with the Rumble, yeah.
Although, you know, it's weird is like, you know, those matches this weekend, for the most part, they were just short. So, like, if you added the time of all those matches together, it's like, I mean, we could have done this on one night. It would have been fine. Like, if they would have run it like a triple or an AEW show, where I don't think it needed to be, you know, 7 hours of wrestling, but still, if you'd have just done match, 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 it would have been probably a significantly better one-night show than the two-night show that had so much downtime. That first night, I don't know what it was. Like, both nights, I think, had about the same amount of wrestling. But my God, the pacing of that first night was brutal. Absolutely brutal. One 20-minute match in the entire first hour. Like, oh my God. Anyway, the Raw after SummerSlam, I thought it was a pretty good show. We still have the issue where there's so many finishes that are they're just awful. But as far as, like, you know, there were big stars on the show. They made big matches. We did get some clean finishes in the title matches, and we set up some things for down the road, and it felt like a big show, which is, you know, I don't want to do the comparison to AEW, but I guess that's kind of my job. You know, Tony likes to do these. Well, first off, Tony really should brand the Dynamite after a major pay-per-view is the Dynamite after All In, and it should be a big show. Put a few big matches on there. Take a few matches off the pay-per-view and put them on that Dynamite show. Like, make it a, like, you can't miss this show. All In just happened. People are hot. It was like a great show. Well, they got to tune in Wednesday. You got to keep that momentum going. So I think that's number one thing that he should do. And the other thing that I think is clear is, you know, it's been less, but, you know, this earlier this summer, it was like every other week was like a special edition of Dynamite. It had some branding to it and whatever. And like a lot of them, it was just a show. There was nothing special about it. I think that you should brand shows, not every week, but, you know, maybe once a month or whatever. And those have to be bigger than your normal Dynamite. A couple big stars facing each other. Put a meaningful title, not just some stupid title, like a meaningful title on the line. Something like that. And, you know, this show was all about branding the night after SummerSlam. And they did, I mean, whatever you think about the show, like, they did what they could to, like, make it feel like it was a much bigger than usual Raw.
But to that end, imagine how effective the ending of this show would be and how jacked everyone would be if we got more main event finishes in the last 2 months rather than most of them also being DQs.
Yeah, there's too many crappy finishes.
Like, if this was the first time this happened in the last 2 months, this would have felt monumental. You know, this would have had the, you know, the same feel as, you know, Hogan discovering the two twin refs and throwing it, like, just this ending could have been so monumental. But I found watching the match, it's like, yeah, it's fine, but I'm just waiting for the run-in interference DQ or whatever's going to happen at the end of this, because it's fairly commonplace now.
So it opened up with Seth coming out to celebrate that he'd fooled everybody, even though he hadn't. And he's...
And fooling everyone accomplished nothing?
Yeah, gloating. And then out comes L.A. Knight. And L.A. Knight actually asked a good question, which is, if you got that briefcase, why'd you have to fake an injury? And he says, you faked it, so I couldn't hurt you like I wanted to.
And he voluntarily took his finish.
Well, he did. I mean... So he basically said, I beat you, and I won a title shot. And Adam Pearce came out, and he was upset that Seth had lied to everybody, so he said, you know what? Forget these normal rules. Tonight, Seth Rollins, LA Knight, for the title here tonight with Braun and Bronson banned from ringside.
I was so happy with this because I hate when the heel riles the crowd up, teases they're going to get something they really want, and then they just say no and don't deliver it, which happens far too often. And I'm like, why do you make the crowd so unhappy? But when Pierce came out and made them happy, I'm like, perfect. Accomplished two things. So I thought that was excellent.
So then we had Dom and AJ having a segment together. First, they set up a match with Dragon Lee for later, and then Dom and AJ, they had a deal. And this feud must continue, much like Sheamus and Rusev, which... For those who don't recall, they had one long, boring match. Then they had another long, boring match. And to his credit, Sheamus was great in both of those matches. But, like, they were really long, and they were slow, and the crowd was dead, except when Sheamus made a comeback. So they did it a third time here. And I guess I got to give him credit. The third time, it was like, it ain't going to be long. It's going to be short. And just, like, go hit each other. So, as a match, it was much better.
It's because they're building to the fourth.
Well, yeah. It was bizarre because they just brawled outside for a double count out, and then all the geeks had to break them up. And it was like, did I step into a time machine? This should have been the first match. Instead, they did a third match where they shot the angle. Eh, whatever. Who cares? They're going to do it again in a cage or something. Who knows? We had Penta and Grayson Waller. New Day's at ringside. They're just dressed in these wacky outfits. This actually wasn't a bad match. You know, Grayson, I mean, he's got a goofy character, and the thing with Theory sucked, but, like, he's not bad. And he went for a Deadeye, and Penta turned into Destroyer and pinned him. And then the New Day hit the ring, and Penta laid all of them out, hit a big dive to the outside, danced in this hat that Woods was wearing. Like, Seth would have been embarrassed. It was preposterous.
Seth would have said, hey, no, that's too much.
Yeah, that's too much for me. I can't possibly wear that on national television. And we had Charlotte and Alexa. This Charlotte and Alexa thing. There are things in wrestling where I'll just... Do you know Charlotte and Alexa? Have you met them?
Yes, I've worked with both of them in the ring.
Yeah, and they're friends.
Yes.
You would never know that watching it on television. They are so awkward together. I mean, they're so painfully awkward. The story...
Yeah, I disagree.
The story... Are you kidding me? Have you been watching all of these shows?
I haven't watched all of them, but I think there is a we're friends and we're screwing around and it's... Like, I think there is a degree of friendship there because there is sort of a behind-the-scenes looks on their face with a, you know, we're screwing around and having fun because that's our gimmick now, but God. There's a friendship there.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. I cringe every time I watch these interview segments. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what is happening? But you know what? Who am I? These fans are eating it up. So, whatever. It's working for everybody except me, so great. Just like that Punk match. So out come Raquel and Roxanne. Raquel flat out says, and this had to be like somebody had to screw up somewhere. She goes, I know we're not going to get a rematch, but we didn't come out here to not take the titles. Like, what? And then Charlotte volunteers to defend the titles. And Adam Pearce comes out, and they make the match official. So it's Alexa and Charlotte versus Raquel and Roxanne. Like, in the ring, it's fine, you know? And it was a clean finish. Charlotte got sent outside. Roxanne hit the ropes. Alexa flew in out of nowhere. Sister Abigail, 1-2-3, clean pin in the middle. That's pretty good. I like the match. Yeah. We had an Io Asuka Kairi segment where Rhea walked up and says, beat Naomi. Win that title. Because there's nothing I want to do more than to finally beat you and win that belt back. And Io says, Rhea, you're never going to beat me. I like angles like this.
Yeah, it's a true sports angle. Sometimes it happens.
Yes. Dragon Lee. It's always funny when you watch WWE because you have these assumptions like everybody's always on every show even though there's a brand split. Everybody's wrestled and beat everybody else. And then like every now and then someone will just throw out a stat. Like when they said Charlotte hasn't had a Raw match in 4 years.
What?
It's like, that's impossible. And then like you go back and it turns out she hasn't had a Raw match in 4 years. And then, you know, it's like Rhea and Io have been top women stars for like forever. And Rhea's, you know, one of the biggest stars in the company, male or female. And then, you know, one day out of the blue, they throw out Rhea Ripley has never beaten Io Sky. And you're like, what? And then you go back and it's true. Like every now and then somebody will say something. And I'm like, how is that possible? That's impossible, but it's true. So anyway, Dragon Lee and Dominic. Dragon Lee, you know, he's fine, but like he's one of these big disappointments. Like some of these people, you know, people argue back and forth. This person should have gotten to AEW. This person should have gotten to wherever. You know, most of them, it's like, bro, you can't tell me Julia would be doing better in AEW. She's doing great. Stephanie is doing great. You know, huge star. Dragon Lee should have gotten AEW. It's just not working here. And three El Grandes interfered.
Although there's nothing to say that he couldn't end up just being a hologram in AEW.
That's also true.
You never know.
That is also true. So anyway, Dom won after distractions by multiple El Grandes. We had...
is it like four of them now?
Yeah. Becky promo interrupted by Nikki. They had an awesome back and forth. And of course, the biggest pop was when Becky made mention that my husband and I are the biggest husband wife group in all of wrestling, and it could have been you, but oh yeah, you can't see him anymore. And everybody went wild for this line. I mean, this was like the line of the year. It was a line that resulted in chants that had to be bleeped off the show. So Nikki demanded a title match. Becky gave her a cheap shot. And I'm sure they'll be facing off in Paris. And then the main event was Seth in L.A. for the title. And DQ finished when Punk just ran in and attacked Seth. It was like a good match up until the lame finish. And then Punk is attacking him and he's beating him down. And Bron Breakker, who like was limping this weekend and had his knee taped up, this guy ran so fast down that
he's a Steiner
aisle.
Dude.
He murdered Punk. And then he got in the ring, and basically the heels just absolutely destroyed everybody. Roman Reigns showed up on the Raw after SummerSlam.
Shoeless Joe.
And they beat him up and stole his second pair of shoes. And three tsunamis. So he might be out for a while to film that Street Fighter movie. It seemed like an injury angle, but I guess we'll see.
I want to give Seth and LA credit. There was a double countout earlier on the show, and at the end when they were fighting outside forever, they both took time to break the count. Yes. Kudos for them paying attention.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Escape from Denver. Flash that book again, Lance. Yeah, Brady was just on the show last Wednesday, the After Dark show, where we talked all manner of Denver airport conspiracies, which was a fun show because I never even heard of it. Like, can you believe that? Not a big conspiracy guy, but so I did as little research as humanly possible so I could just ask a bunch of questions. Because, you know, if I've never heard about it, because I'm, you know, I presume no one else has either. So I wanted to go in like your average listener. Turns out I was wrong. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Escape from Denver is a big freaking deal. So I probably should have been much more nervous doing that show if I'd only known. All right, what do you got coming up for Impact?
Impact Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, Sportsnet 360 in Canada. Access TV and TNA Plus in the U.S. There's probably other means by which to watch it as well. I don't have the lineup handy on me, so I'm unable to plug the specific matches, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay, Lance, because you're going to be back on here. What's today? Tuesday? Okay, I guess we'll see you Friday. I'll plug TNA when I get that card here, brother. And okay. Emergence is coming August 15th. With Trick Williams versus Moose for the TNT title, or the TNA title, and Leon Slater versus Cedric Alexander. So A lot of stuff. And that's it, everybody. We got to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Tonight, Brian and Vinny's show. We'll be talking Mid-South wrestling. It's going to be a lot of fun. Granny will join us. Plenty more. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.